Okay, so today we're going to continue with the loving kindness practice. This is advanced loving kindness. This is loving kindness for the difficult person, the difficult category. And the way the practice works is that each category you're developing that open heart towards the new representative, and just using them as an object, as a practice. Receiver to learn to open our hearts to everyone. With loving kindness or kindness, goodwill towards the difficult person, you might think, well, why should I wish them well when they've hurt me or when it's been difficult, or when they're mean-spirited, why wish them well? And so first it's good to understand what we're doing, what we're wishing for them. We're not wishing that they have a third car, or have a wonderful vacation in Hawaii and bring all their mean-spirited friends and we're wishing well for them. We're wishing true happiness for them. That is for them to understand where real happiness can be found, a deeper kind of happiness than pleasure or success, but a kind of happiness that opens their heart. Because if we are able to find true happiness and peace, we don't cause suffering to others. We see more clearly, and our arrows turn to flowers, as that image of the Buddha and Mara so beautifully depicts. Sometimes, when somebody has caused us real harm, we're not quite ready to forgive them. So, as we do this, pick somebody who you might be open to having a shift in your heart, or that you wish you could open to, but not somebody if there's real trauma or wounding that that you're not quite finished with the processing of the hurt or the pain. That's possible too, but don't go beyond what your limits are. And often that takes a more a skillful holding with somebody supporting us or over time. But it's quite amazing how in just a few moments the heart can understand where somebody else is coming from. As we do this, let your experience be just how it is. No grading yourself, and if you're not quite ready to open your heart, then hold that with kindness too. And if feelings get stirred up that are getting in the way of your wishing well, then you can turn to the mindfulness practice and just hold all of those feelings in a mindful way, whether it's using rain or self-compassion or whatever. First we'll just connect with ourselves, and then we'll open up to this category. Once again, connect with a softening in the heart center. If it's helpful, you can actually put your hand on your heart. Just see. And breathe in and out through the heart. Breathe in and out a kind of warm, loving energy. Let it fill you. And let it radiate out. And just connect in this field of goodwill that we are creating here together. And then sending some kind thoughts towards yourself that you would even want to open your heart to yourself or to others, and even consider opening your heart to those who might be difficult. Just appreciate that. And send some kind thoughts to yourself. May I be safe from harm. Just wish that for yourself. May I be happy and content. And again, you might imagine a moment of well-being and contentment. And just send that wish, that blessing for your, towards yourself. May I be healthy and strong. And may I live with ease. May I be kind to myself. And I'll be quiet for a few moments, and just in any way that you feel connects for you, just send some kind wishes towards yourself. If it helps to look through the eyes of a friend like we did the other night, then that's fine too. Just send some kind wishes towards yourself. And you don't even have to use words if you can just feel a general kindness and basic warmth. That's fine too. can now bring to mind someone who it's easy to feel warm and well-wishing towards, perhaps a dear friend or a benefactor, someone who opens your heart. And send them these kinds of thoughts. May you know real safety and be protected from harm. May you be truly happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease, a stress-free life. May you know that I really love you and wish the best for you. And just let yourself feel that warm feeling of just enjoying and appreciating and wishing the best for somebody who really touches you. And I'll be quiet and you can say or feel whatever helps you connect with that and that person or that being. And now, having opened the heart somewhat, softening the heart, we can explore with this other category of someone who is difficult. Perhaps through an interaction that you've had, maybe they're basically a good person and you've just had some conflict, or maybe they're a really difficult person for others. Whatever, they're just giving you an opportunity to learn to open your heart even to them, as Jesus said. It's so profound to learn to even love our enemies. Not easy, but it is liberating. So with this, if you have somebody come to mind, you might first reflect and imagine who they might be when they're around others who open their heart, whether around their pet or their children, if they have, or their friends, when they're feeling safe, when they're not engaged in hurting, and just really enjoying the goodness in life, and see if there's any goodness that you can imagine that might come out of them at times. And if that's hard, if it's hard to imagine, then you might imagine them as children, when they were young and innocent. We're all just little boys and girls in big bodies anyway, as we grow. And just imagine the child in them that sometimes gets frightened or sometimes gets confused and lost. That really wants to be safe and wants to feel loved and would like to express their goodness if they knew how. And they're perhaps stuck in a reality that's very painful and confused. And just imagine that if they can somehow open up to real happiness in their heart and in their mind, they will not cause harm as they see clearly. And so just wish that for them to see clearly too, and allow the goodness that they've been given in their life to shine through. So with that in mind, just wish them well. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, from your own mind and heart when it gets confused. May you know real safety. When we're safe, we don't cause harm as much. May you know real happiness in your life, true happiness. So that all the goodness in you can shine through. You might imagine that in your mind, what that might look like, as they awaken more and more to who they really are. May you be healthy and strong and free from physical suffering. Just wish them that. May you live with ease. That is, when they are not stressed, they will more likely allow their good qualities to shine through. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you know true happiness. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Wishing them well doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them. You can wish them well and still have a safe distance if it feels threatening to be too near them. But you can still wish them well. And if you're not able to right now, be kind to yourself and hold whatever you're experiencing with real kindness. And I'll be quiet for a few moments, and in whatever way resonates for you, just wish them well. Or if you're not able to, you might even just wish you could wish them well. That's okay too. Now, come back to yourself and wish yourself well and appreciate that you even would want to attempt to open your heart to a difficult and just a few moments of kindness towards yourself.